pass is Kanu. The captain has won the game for Nigeria. The man who saved the game. It's a
Hello, listeners, and welcome to yet another episode of the Nigeria Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Oluoke. Today is episode 63, and it's been another good week for our footballers in Europe. Of course, we're going to start with the Premier League before touching on Victor Osimhen's exploits in Syria, which seems to have become a bit of a weekly occurrence at this point in time. So without any further ado, let's get into it. So starting with the Premier League as usual, Joaribo started for Southampton after scoring a goal in the previous game, where he came off the bench, so back in the starting lineup. He played 88 minutes for Southampton as they beat Leicester City 2-1 away. They came back from, they were 1-0 down after James Maddison scored a free kick. And then Che Adams scored two really, really good goals. So good to see Southampton finally get a win on the board. Next up for them, they play Cambridge United away tonight. So I'm recording this on Tuesday in the EFL Cup. Or League Cup, as it's more commonly known. And then on Saturday morning, they play Manchester United. So that should be a tasty, tasty game. That's the early kickoff. We know Man United beat Liverpool last night. So I'm guessing Man United will be feeling a bit more confident about themselves going forward. But it's the Barclays, so you just never know. Speaking of Leicester City, Wilfred Ndidi did play in that match. Kelechi Iheanacho came on for the last 14 minutes as they threw away that 1-0 lead. Terrible start for them to the season. They've got 1 point and they're 19th in the league. So not looking good at all for Leicester at the moment. And it looks like they're on the verge of still losing Fofana and potentially Tielemans. So let's see how they perform tonight. They've also got a League Cup tie away at Stockport tonight. And then they go to Stamford Bridge on Saturday. Chelsea-Leicester should be probably the pick of the games in the 3 p.m. kickoffs over the coming weekend. Taiwo Awoniyi started for Nottingham Forest. We know he scored his first goal in the league in their previous game when they beat West Ham 1-0 away. Awoniyi played 60 minutes in this game. And surprisingly, Manuel Dennis was an unused sub as they drew 1-1 to Everton away. So they initially went up through Brennan Johnson, the Wales international, and then they threw it away because Demarai Gray scored a quite brilliant goal from an assist from Jordan Pickford, which was quite interesting to see. They are also in action in the League Cup tonight. Grimsby away. I'm probably betting that we'll see Manuel Dennis play in this game, but let's see. And then on Sunday, they've also got a tasty, tasty tie. So Nottingham Forest will be hosting Tottenham Hotspur in one of the Sunday games. Alex will be putting yet another impressive performance for Everton, it must be said. It was a 1-1 draw against Nottingham Forest, but he seems to have really come into his own in this number six role. He's playing really, really well, like some great football, to be honest. But Everton are woeful. I mean, they've got 1.2 and they're 17th in the league. So it's not looking good, bruv. We'll see how they perform. They are also in action in the League Cup tonight away to Fleetwood Town. And then they play Frank Onyeka's Brentford away on Saturday. Speaking of Frank Onyeka, Brentford are the best forming team that has a Super Eagle at the moment. They're currently eighth in the division. He was on new sub on Saturday as they lost 3-2 to Fulham. It was quite a crazy game, to be fair. You had Mitrovic scoring, you had João Palhinha scoring, Bobby de Cordova-Reed scoring. Ivan Toney scored a great goal, had one disallowed. Like, the game had everything. And then Alexander Mitrovic scored his trademark header. And it looks like he's going to be cooking in the Prem this season for sure. They're also in action in the League Cup tonight. They play Colchester away. And Frank Onyeka is actually going to be in the starting lineup because I'm recording this at 7:30 p.m. right now. So I know he's in the starting lineup for this game. So hopefully he could at least win or at least push his way back into the manager's thoughts for their Premier League game on Saturday where they will be at home against Everton. In terms of other Premier League fixtures to be aware about, Tottenham beat Wolves 1-0 on Saturday in the early kickoff. Crystal Palace beat Aston Villa 3-1. Another superb performance by Wilfred Zaha and Eberi Eze. I really hope Eberi Eze plays for Nigeria, honestly. Patrick Vieira has got those guys cooking, I'm telling you, cooking. My Arsenal were top of the league. We beat Bournemouth 3-0. I mean, William Saliba scored probably the goal of the season so far. You know, I can't shout too much, but we're looking very, very good. On Sunday, Chelsea got thrashed 3-0 by Leeds at Elland Road. Probably one of the surprise results of the weekend. West Ham lost 2-0 to Brighton. So West Ham are currently bottom of the league. They're yet to score a goal. Declan Rice even missed a penalty in their game against Nottingham Forest. So I don't know what's going on over at West Ham, but I wouldn't say they should panic yet. And then Newcastle-Man City, probably the most entertaining game of the weekend, drew 3-3 at St. James's Park. So that was a brilliant, brilliant game. Like, honestly, Trippier's free kick, sensational. Callum Wilson doing what he does at the start of every season before inevitably got injured again. I mean, De Bruyne were one of the passes of the weekend, or if not the season, to assist Bernardo Silva's equalizer. Like, it was just a brilliant game, to be fair. And then yesterday, Monday night, Manchester United, surprisingly, I have to admit, I thought Liverpool had it, beat Liverpool 2-1. And to be fair, Man United were full. They fully deserved the victory. Liverpool were shocking. I didn't expect it at all. I didn't see it coming. But yeah, Klopp looks like he needs to sign a midfielder, mate, or it's going to be a long, long season. In terms of the game week 4 fixtures to be aware about, Southampton play Man United in the early kickoff, as I just mentioned. Brentford and Everton playing 1 and 3 p.m. kickoffs, as I mentioned as well. And Chelsea play Leicester in 3 p.m. kickoff as well. In the games not involving Super Eagles players, Brighton host Leeds United. So those are two teams that have started the season very well. Both of them have 7 points at the moment, and I believe they're third and fourth in the league at the moment. Liverpool host Bournemouth. They'll be looking to get their first win of the season. Man City host Crystal Palace. That should be a fantastic game, to be fair. Why are all the big teams playing at 3 p.m. on this bank holiday weekend? That's so annoying. And then Arsenal host Fulham in the 5:30 p.m. kickoff. Hopefully, we could get to 4 wins from 4 games. That would be really, really nice. And then on Sunday, in the 2 p.m. kickoffs, we see Aston Villa host West Ham and Wolves host Newcastle before Nottingham Forest and Tottenham round up the weekend fixtures. So that's it for all things Barclays. I mean, what could I say? I'm very, very happy about to report on the Premier League right now, considering what's happening to Arsenal. So long may it continue, my friends. Moving on to Serie A, Victor Osimhen's Napoli are top of the league. Yes, you heard me correctly. He continued his excellent start, scoring his second goal in 2 games. Brilliant, brilliant finish. And he got the assist from Zambo Anguissa, played him in. 2 touches with his right foot to get away from the defender. Banged it straight past goalkeeper in their 4-0 win against Monza on Sunday evening. Next up for them is a tough one, though. They go away to Fiorentina, but you will expect Napoli to win the game. And they've got this Georgian winger. Honestly, I can't pronounce his name. He is absolutely ridiculous. Like, he is... Honestly, I need to check his name. Georgia, this guy, they just signed him and he's banged 3 goals and 3 assists in his first 2 games for Napoli. Chivica Varatskelia, 21 years old, brought in to replace Lorenzo Insigne, and he just looks unreal. Honestly, you need to watch this guy. Napoli are cooking, man. They're cooking. And I heard they're about to sign Ospina. Keylor Navas to go and goal. They've got Raspadori on the way. Giovanni Simeone, Diego Simeone's son, has signed for them, probably to back up Victor Osimhen, but he'll probably play a few games. So, you know, let's see how Napoli get on, especially when the Champions League comes around, you know. I like what I see so far. And look, we need Victor Osimhen to get 20-plus goals in Serie A this season. That's it. Nothing less. But so far, it's looking very, very good. Ademola Lookman came on for the final 17 minutes for Atalanta. They hosted AC Milan at home on Sunday night. Malinovsky scored a really, really good goal in that game. Next up for them, they play Verona away on Sunday evening. Ola Aina, thankfully, has won back his place. He's been starting, although he's been starting as a left wing back. So that shows Ola Aina's versatility. He can play left back, he can play right back, left wing back, right wing back. And honestly, I'm just happy for him. Played the whole 90 minutes. They drew 0-0 to Lazio at home, which is no embarrassment. You know, Lazio with Sarri and Immobile and co. have been cooking. So by no means a bad result. Next up for them, they play Cremonese away. So they'll be playing against David Okereke and Cyril Dezers. Speaking of Cremonese, they lost to AS Roma 1-0 yesterday night. Although both Okereke and Dezers started the game, Okereke did come off as a sub though. And we'll see how they get on in that game at home to Torino on Saturday. Tiny Boy, he is still injured for Empoli. You know, really, really unlucky with injuries. I'm not sure when he's going to be back, but he did not play in their 0-0 home draw against Fiorentina on Sunday evening. And I'm not sure how much longer he'll be out for, but I will monitor the space to see if he plays in their game against Lecce on Sunday. And then finally in Serie A, Isaac Success started as well for Udinese as they drew 0-0 against Salernitana on Saturday. So many 0-0 draws in Serie A this weekend. Oh my God, it must have been a bit of a snooze fest for fans, you know. But Success still looking for his first goal of the season. And next up for them, they play Monza away on Friday evening. I don't know if I mentioned this on the last podcast, but Monza are owned by Silvio Berlusconi, the former Italian prime minister and the man who owned AC Milan for, was it 30, 40 plus years? But yeah, anyway, I thought that's an interesting storyline. But that's it for Serie A. In La Liga, Samu Chukwueze's Villarreal are actually top of the league. Yes, it's only been two games. But initially, before they played in the league this weekend, they did play in a Conference League playoff, which they beat Hattrick Split 4-2. That's Tudor Ziawaziam's team, as I mentioned. He did start the game, but then he did come off the bench on Sunday night as Villarreal beat Atletico Madrid 2-0 away at the Wanda Metropolitano. So at the moment, two games, two wins. It's all looking very, very rosy, you know. So they'll play the second leg against Hattrick Split on Thursday away. They'll probably wrap it up and go to the Conference League. And then they play Getafe away on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Omar Sadiq scored his first La Liga goal. Shout out to him. In a 1-1 draw to Elche yesterday night. It was a great header from a corner. What do you expect from a big man? You know, fizzed in. Honestly, the keeper had no chance. And I'm happy for what it's going to do to his confidence. Like I said, I didn't want to report on players playing in second division leagues. So I'm really, really happy for Omar Sadiq, and he keeps himself in and around the Super Eagles team. I know the NFF or the Algerian FA confirmed earlier today that we will be playing Algeria in a friendly game in September. So let's see what happens with that squad list, which you'd expect to be released in the next 2 weeks. So let's see. And then in Ligue 1, Moses Simon did start again, as he always does for Nantes. But this time, unfortunately, they lost 2-1 to Marseille away on Saturday night. Next up for them, they play Toulouse at home. So let's see if they could pick things up and get a win on the board. And it was not a very, very good performance for Terry Murphy, although Innocent Bonke was all right. Terry Murphy actually missed the penalty on Sunday as Lorient drew 2-2 to Toulouse away. The good news is they're eighth in the league, so they've started relatively decently. But next up for them, they play Clermont Foot at home on Sunday afternoon. And let's see if Murphy could shake off the penalty miss and get back to good ways. Kevin Akpoguma back in the starting lineup for Hoffenheim. They're currently sixth in the Bundesliga. I do not know why for the life of me they will not call this guy out for the Super Eagles. It's beginning to do my head in, bruv. Anyway, he did start as they beat Leverkusen away 3-0. I mean, really, really good performance from Hoffenheim. Next up for them, they play Aalborg at home on Saturday. So let's see if he retains his place. And he started as a centre-back, so I was happy to see that. Chidi Ejike also started ahead to Berlin, but it's not looking good for them compared to Hoffenheim. They're 16th, third from bottom. They lost 1-0 to Borussia Mönchengladbach on Friday night via Alessandro Plier penalty. So it wasn't the worst situation for them, but it doesn't get any easier for them, honestly, because they played Dortmund at home on Saturday. And the way Hertha Berlin have started, I'll be very, very surprised if they manage to win that game. But anyway, that's it for the top five leagues. You know, shout out to our goal scorers, especially Victor Osimhen and Omar Sadiq.
You are now listening to the Nigeria Football Weekly Podcast.
And then moving on to the non-top five leagues, starting with the Premier League as usual. Good news all around. Zaidu Sanusi started as Porto thrashed Sporting Lisbon 3-0. I mean, it looks like they're going to walk the league again, which is no real surprise, to be fair. Sanusi has definitely cemented himself as the starting left-back, and he's back in Sergio Conceição's good books, and he's been that way for a while. So massive, massive kudos to him for resurrecting his career. Next up for them, they play Rio Ave on Sunday night. And then we saw Xavier Godwin score his first league goal for Casapia. Really, really good goal, actually. Great finish with his right foot. It went in off the post in a 2-0 win over Boavista at home on Sunday afternoon. I mean, if Xavier Godwin keeps cooking, he may not be that far away from a call-up. I mean, when you consider the other kind of players getting called up despite their club form, you know, if he could maintain it for a while, I maybe give him a go. Let's see, you know. Anyway, next up for them, they play Vitória Guimarães away on Monday night. In the Dutch Eredivisie, Calvin Bassey finally made his debut for his league debut for Ajax. They beat Sparta Rotterdam 1-0 away. That was Maduka Okoye's former team. And thankfully, Bassey played really well. And you could tell that Ajax are really, really happy to have him. I can't wait to watch him in the Champions League as well. Next up for them, they play Utrecht away on Sunday night. In the Belgian league, we've seen Alassane Youssouf's Royal Antwerp continue to play relatively well. They did not have any game this weekend because the Belgian league wanted them to focus on their European commitments. But on Thursday, he did start as they drew 1-1 against Istanbul Basaksehir away in UEFA Conference League playoff. The second leg of that playoff will take place this Thursday, and you'd expect them to start. And then they'll play Gent away on Sunday in the league. Polonnaruwa's Genk, on the other hand, it looks like they're making up for lost times after their shambolic last season where they finished eighth. This season, they're currently top of the league after five games now, although it's because Royal Antwerp didn't play a game, so both teams have won all their games. Onuachu did come on for the final 19 minutes, so he keeps being benched by a striker called Nemeth, which is a bit surprising, considering how high his stock was just a year ago. They beat Cercle Bruges at home on Saturday in the 2-1 win. Next up for them, they play RFC Serang away on Saturday. And then at Anderlecht, we've got Nigerian player Ishak Abdulrazak. He could play in central midfield or he could play as a right wing back or left wing back. He was on the bench on Thursday in the 1-0 win for Anderlecht in the UEFA Conference League playoffs as well, which was away against Young Boys who play in Switzerland. Because they're in Europe, they did not have a game this weekend in the league as well. So we'll see how they get on Thursday when they face Young Boys at home. And then in the league, they play Union Saint-Gilloise away on Sunday. Speaking of Union Saint-Gilloise, we will see them in the Europa League for sure. They did not play a game this weekend because they were probably going to play Royal Antwerp or probably Royal Antwerp. So next up for them, they play Anderlecht at home on Sunday. We know they got knocked out of the Champions League qualifiers. So we'll see them in the Europa League. In the Czech Republic, Nigeria, we've got a really, really good player on our hands in Moses Ouzo. This guy is a very, very good winger. And he knows how to find the back of the net. So on Thursday, in another UEFA Conference League playoff, we saw Moses Ouzo spelled U-S-O-R. He started in 2-1 loss against Rako Čestochowa on Thursday. So that was not great for them. But then on Sunday, Moses Ouzo came off the bench to score a brace in a 7-0 win over Pardubice at home on Sunday. So, I mean, we've got a shooter on our hands, man. I'm going to monitor his progress for sure. So let's see how they get on in the Conference League second leg on Thursday against Rako Čestochowa. And then they play a team called Brno away on Sunday. So let's see what happens there. Peter Olayinka did start in the UEFA Conference League game, but he did not. He was an unused sub on Sunday, so I'm not sure what's going on there, but we'll see. In Denmark, Akinkunmi Amo and Paul Mukairo were both on the bench on Tuesday last week as Copenhagen beat Trabzonspor 2-1 in a Champions League qualifier, first leg. And then both of them came on as subs on Friday in the league as they beat Lyngby 3-0. Next up for them is the second leg of the qualifier against Trabzonspor away on Wednesday. We'll be wishing them well because the more Nigerians in the Champions League, the better for us. And I think that'll be massive, massive exposure for Amo and Mukairo, even though at the moment they tend to be impact players rather than starters. And then they play FC Nordjylland away on Sunday in the league. For FC Midtjylland, it's not going that well for Rafael Ojedika's team. They lost 2-0 to Aarhus at home on Saturday and they're currently eighth in the league. And next up for them, they play Brøndby away on Monday. In Croatia, shout out Chidoze Awazijem. Even though I think he shouldn't be in the national team, he did score his first goal for his team on Sunday in a 2-1 win over Lokomotiva Zagreb. And he was also starting when they lost 4-2 to Villarreal on Thursday in the Conference League playoff. So next up for them, they'll play the second leg of that playoff against Villarreal. Then they face a team called NK Usijek away on Sunday. And finally, league-wise, in the Turkish league, Henry Akurra and David Akintola, who start on the left wing and the right wing, respectively, for Adana Demirspor. Akurra did play well, actually, and he got an assist, so he started his career brilliantly. But they lost 4-2 to Fenerbahce yesterday on Monday in the league, which is no real shame, to be fair, because Fenerbahce are one of the big boys. So they're now sixth in the league, and they play a newly promoted team on Saturday, who are called Omraniyespor. Speaking of Fenerbahce, Osayi Samuel was an unused sub in the 2-0 win over Austria Vienna on Thursday in yet another Europa League playoff. But he did come on for the final 2 minutes yesterday in that 4-2 win over Adana Demirspor. So hopefully we'll see him get a bit more game time over the coming days, because I'm pretty sure he started the previous games. So on Thursday, they'll play that second leg, which they carry a 2-0 win lead into. And then they play Konyaspor away on Monday night. And finally, Ahmed Musa started for Fatih Karagümrük. They're currently not doing well in the league. They're 17th. They lost 4-1 to Beşiktaş away on Sunday. They've still got no wins this season at the moment. Fun fact, Andre Pirlo is their manager, so I don't know if that has a reflection on his abilities. But next up for them, they play Ankara Gücü at home on Saturday. In terms of a few rumors I've heard Simon Nwankwo may be moving to Birmingham in the Championship. We'll see what happens with that one in terms of the striker. And I heard Anthony Nwakaeme, who tore it up for Trabzonspor last season, may be on the radar of Galatasaray. So that'll be a bit of a prickly one. But yeah, in terms of Star Boy of the Week from the players we cover, I have to give a shout out to Moses Uzo for scoring a brace for Slavia Prague. But honestly, my Star Boy of the Week is Victor Osimhen yet again. Looked very, very dangerous, was a threat for Napoli throughout the game. Definitely gives me top shooter vibes and best player vibes on Napoli. Obviously, they got the Georgian winger who's been incredible, but you could tell Osimhen feels like he's the main man for Napoli, and it's showing. And you have to also consider the opponents and the league he plays in. And I just think Osimhen is just flourishing, and long may it continue. I can't wait for them to do the Champions League draw so we can see who he's going to be facing. In terms of the ones to watch for this week, Jaribo plays Manchester United at home in the 12:30 p.m. kickoff for Southampton. Kelechi Iheanacho and Ndidi are in action against Chelsea. So that will be a very, very interesting game, as I've mentioned. I'm not sure how it's going to go, considering how Leicester have been playing, to be honest. But we'll see. That's 3 p.m. kickoff on Saturday. Alex Iwobi's Everton play Franco Yeka's Brentford in another 3 p.m. kickoff on Saturday. Chidera Ejike's Hertha Berlin will be in action against Borussia Dortmund at home on Saturday in a 2:30 p.m. kickoff game. Cyril Dezers and David Okereke's Cremonese will play Olarinos Torino at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday. And then we'll see Omar Sadiq's Almeria host Sevilla at 9 p.m. on Saturday too. So hopefully he could get his second goal of the season. Taiwo Awoniyi and Emmanuel Dennis, Nottingham Forest will be in action at home against Tottenham in the Sunday 4:30 p.m. kickoff. And on Sunday night, we'll also see Victor Osimhen in action away at Fiorentina for Napoli. Kevin Bassi will also be in action on Sunday night, playing for Ajax away at Utrecht. And then we're going to see Victor Boniface, Union Saint-Gilloise, play against Ishak Abdulrazak's Anderlecht on Sunday evening. So that's it for this episode of the podcast. Thanks for rocking with me. Please remember to continue to share and subscribe on our YouTube channel. Please share the podcast to anybody you think may love the content. If you've got any thoughts or views, as always, let me know on the YouTube comments or on our Twitter at NFWPOD or on Instagram at Nigeria Football Weekly or Facebook.com/Nigeria Football Weekly. Thanks again for rocking with me. Enjoy all the football. And until next week, peace out. Take care.